tell me is it put into number two. He's asking why he doesn't come up on 311. So after I yelling and screaming and telling him why he wasn't coming up on 311.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Turn me up, turn me up, turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Louder. need to ease on up. Do wanna act on gut, but do get shut like Flavin' Chuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be. B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass. Shake it, shake it, shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl. Turn it up,
turn it up,
turn it up,
turn it up,
turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
In the scene, breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in to do they thing. Pump it, louder, come on, don't stop, and keep it going, do it, let's get it on, move it,
come on, baby, do it.
Let's drive. Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Long dark. cry. Sheriff, don't take a slice of my pie. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving guns away, 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 away.
I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.
Yeah, by the way. I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
You just told me it was in the pumping town, but you was asking why he doesn't come up on 311. So after I yelled and screamed and telling him why he wasn't coming up on 311.
We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Get on your dancing shoes. There's one thing on your mind. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. Oh, and the shit show, the horror. You've seen your future bride. Yeah, but it's so, so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting and... scared for.
Rains down in Africa. What has kept this band together? I mean, why have the Ramones endured when so many other bands fall by the wayside? And, you know, a lot of your contemporaries, certainly the Ramones spearheaded the punk explosion in 76 and 77. There's not very many of those bands left today, and here are the Ramones.
Well, I guess it's because we really enjoy doing what we do. And there's, you know, without sound cliche, there's a real love for what we do. You know what I mean? We enjoy playing, we enjoy touring, we enjoy playing for our fans because we feel they're the best, and we enjoy playing for ourselves, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I think it's the ultimate high and it's the best therapy in the world, you know?
What do you remember about that first tour of England in 1976?
I remember it was really wild going over to England where, I mean, we were like, you know, we were selling out CBGBs and all. And, I mean, kind of, there was a wild scene going on there. But when we got over to England, it was, we were playing for 3,000 kids and everybody was already tuned in to what it was that we were all about. And I remember at the time the big thing going on in England was pub rock. Dr. Feelgood was the big band at the time, and Brimsley Schwartz, and you know, doing, I remember we were like treated like royalty when we got there. And then we did this club, Dingwalls, and basically the whole makeup of Dingwalls were all these kids that would later form their, these kind of groundbreaking bands of their own. And like at our sound check, we met like Johnny Rotten and Joe Strummer and all these people. And they were really, you know, they were totally taken with the band. And after that, when we left England at that point, you know, they told us that, you know, we had turned them on, kind of opened them up, and inspired them to form their own bands, basically. When we came back in 77, the whole thing was in full blown. And I feel like from that point on, you know, we really kind of brought upon a radical change that would really sweep the world, you know what I mean?
Popularity is at an all-time high in Europe, and in particular places like South America.
Yeah, well, we're in South America. It's like this kind of mass hysteria that when we, especially like the last time we were there, it was just insane. Where, like for instance, in we landed in Brazil. And the airport was like, you had to walk into the terminal from outside, you know? And all these kids were on the outer deck of the like there was a deck at the terminal, outside deck, and all these kids were like screaming and just mobbing the deck. And when we went into the, to get our luggage, right? Like, the whole place was mobbed with kids, you know? We couldn't leave, like, the luggage area. Like, even all the passengers, they were all, like, were all being held hostage. And because the place was just swarmed with kids. And so they took us to a courtesy lounge. They brought a bus onto the runway, and we got a police escort to the hotel. And it was like, really wild. And Argentina, it was like, I went to do a radio station, and I got like attacked by 1,000 kids, and it was like really scary, you know, because in South America they just they're very passionate people, and they literally love you to death. You know, they want a chunk of your flesh. You know, that's what, it's not like here. It's very primal over there. You know what I mean? I mean, it's great, but
it's got to be really different for you.
It's very different when you kind of lose your sense of you know, well, you can't walk down the street, right?
And here in America, Spin magazine, not long ago, naming the Ramones one of the seven most important bands in rock history. With this quote, no group in the last 18 years has been more important or influential. There's a real straight line from the Ramones to Nirvana. How did you feel when you saw that?
Well, it came, it was unexpected. I didn't even know about the issue, So when I found out, I was, it was really great. I mean, it was kind of, made me feel like there is justice in this world after all. You know, it was like a real honor. It was like really, really like the ultimate honor. And it was coming from, other artists and critics and fans. You know, I mean, they're the ones who kind of were involved with the voting. I mean, I just thought it was great being up there with my heroes, like the Beatles and the Stones and Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin,
So the Ramones' new album, Mondo Bizarro, is out on a new label, but you've gone back to an old familiar producer, Ed Stasian, who, of course, worked on the early Ramones albums, Rocket to Russia and Road to Ruin, among them. And probably there's no one else who could be more familiar with what the Ramones are all about than Ed Stasian.
Well, we really love working with Ed Stasian. And he's been involved with us since 77. And nobody understands the band better. And nobody has the feeling, Ed was always a big fan of rock and roll himself and a fan of, like, exciting guitars and, and he understands how, to record the band and kind of capture the excitement and power of what the Ramones are. And he does it best, I feel this is our best album. I feel it's a real turning point in a lot of ways, and it's a real sacred offering, I just think it's a masterpiece.
You talk about this new hunger, and I've heard that the Ramones have this new attitude, and after 12 albums and 16 years with one record label, you're with a new label, Radioactive. And I read somewhere that you've been getting some vocal coaching or singing lessons yourself lately. Is that true, Joey?
Well, 2.5 years ago, I got sober, and that has a lot to do with my kind of new way of looking at things, let's say, I got a whole different, I'm coming from another place that I wasn't coming from like 3 years ago, And, for me, this album in a lot of ways is kind of a spiritual record to some degree. I mean, it's just that everything I did I'm very focused, and I knew exactly what I wanted in the writing of the songs, what they are about, the music and the lyric content. Especially the songs that I contributed. And, I just felt everything I did. I mean, it wasn't like I just did something, but I felt every nuance, every syllable. Because when I write, I write the bass lines and the guitar and the drums and the whole bit. And I just made sure that everything was exactly the way I envisioned it. So I feel like I fulfilled a vision. And this is an album I always sort of dreamt about making and never quite made.
Hearing you talk about the record, it really sounds like it's a really positive statement for you.
Yeah, it's a real positive, optimistic record, And I've never been really more proud of anything I've done than this, I feel this is the best I've done up to this point. The makeup of the Ramones is, what kind of fuels us as our fans are, it's the music, and it's sort of larger than all of us. And when we go out to play, if you're fighting or not, getting on with someone, it's all, when you get out there and you play for the kids, it all seems trivial, whatever it was that, and it all dissipates, and you don't even remember what it was, by the time you get off stage, And actually, on the new album, I wrote a song for our fans called It's Gonna Be Alright, which is kind of showing our appreciation for them. The coolest thing about our fans is that it's a very broad spectrum. I mean, we get kids into heavy metal and hard rock and thrash and hardcore and punk and alternative, and it's really the spectrum, you know? Fans from all different walks of life and different musical backgrounds and different races and creeds, and it's just like a big family kind of a thing. It's just it's like the great melting pot.
Tell me about some of the players on this album, and you and Vernon Reid sharing a cabbie experience?
Yeah, well, one night I left Overland, our office. It's up on 57th and Broadway. I grabbed a cab, and I was going down to the Village, right? So I got in this cab, and the guy took off, and he was kind of racing down Broadway, you know? And at first,